Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you that on Friday, which is normally free for all Fridays, we're going to have a special Thankful Friday. And I want you to call in briefly. We're going to see how many calls we can get in the hour. And briefly, tell America what you're thankful for. And then we're going to replay this on Thanksgiving Day so families can sit and listen to how thankful America really is. And I think it'll be a very moving show. I'm very excited about it. And I hope that you will all get on board and join us. I know you're going to be busy on Friday. We're always busy. But take just a moment to call in to 877-895-5410 and tell us exactly what you're thankful for. And no fair, nobody's allowed to call in and say, I'm thankful I'm not a turkey today. That's not allowed, okay? So today we're going to go on, and we've got plenty of things to discuss today. The news is just full. People ask me, what are you going to talk about tomorrow? Well, I don't know. I haven't got the news in the morning yet. So I'm bringing on today Paul Hamby. He's a longtime faithful sponsor of CSC Talk Radio and a patriot and advocate here in the state of Missouri and across this nation. And he and I are going to discuss some things that are going on today. Paul, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Beth. Good to talk to you. You know, there's a lot of turkeys in Washington, so we should talk about them today.
We don't want to be one of them, do we? I want to share something with you that one of my fans on Twitter tweeted out to me yesterday evening. The Obama administration was deception before conception.
Wow.
This is a black gentleman from Arizona. I thought it was kind of funny.
Anyway, that is good.
It is. And you know, yeah, I hate to just jump in here, but I'm going to, because this just crossed my mind last night as I was watching Fox and all the, and I've been trying to keep up with all this transparency, you know, they're all mad at Gruber, whatever his name is. I've got it here in front of me. Because of what he did and what he said. Well, yeah, he was being a jerk. But he actually did exactly what he was paid to do. So he's really not the one we need to be angry with. He isn't the one who passed the bill without reading the bill, because that man knew what was in the bill. And so I think we're directing our anger and our gasps, if you're really gasping over this. We knew a long time ago, didn't we, Paul?
Well, we did, yes. And he was just being honest in front of a group of people that he thought were, you know, all agreed with him and were friends.
Absolutely.
And they might have, except there just happened to be a camera in the room.
But, you know, this happened over a year ago, and we're just now finding out about it. Why? Why is that?
Well, that is a good question, because somebody sat on that video during the election, and I wonder if that's partly why they thought it might throw the election to the Republicans. Or maybe they realized that they didn't need that to throw the election to the Republicans. I don't know. There's actually about four different videos now that I've seen.
Oh, yeah, they're really just popping out all over. Well, these, like I said, he did what he was paid to do. He wrote a bill, made it deceptive, made it a tax within, promoted it another direction. I mean, he did exactly what he was paid to do, so he's not the man to be angry with. It's Congress that passed that bill. That's the ones to be angry with. I remember Pelosi saying, first we got to pass it, then we'll read it. Oh, really? How well did that work for us?
Well, it worked well for the folks who wanted to get it passed.
That's right.
Yeah,
that was a part of the deception as well, and it didn't take a genius to figure that one out.
And, you know, for those of us who were opposed to the bill in the very beginning, we're not surprised with all the problems that are coming out. We're really not surprised with this video showing the deception to get it passed. But for those people who truly, honestly believed that Obamacare bill would mean that every single American would have coverage, they are upset today and have been all year. For those who believe that their family's insurance cost would go down $2,500 a year and instead it went up, they are the ones who are deceived and upset. And for those who believed that they would have more choices and better coverage, but in fact they went from in some states 10 choices of insurance down to just two or three, and they can't keep their doctor, they can't go to their local hospital, those folks are upset because they're really just finding out how badly they were deceived.
You know, I remember, and this is eons ago, you know, when it was there was a lot of talk, a lot of finger-pointing at the cigarette industry because, you know, that's bad for our health. And I had a good friend. She no longer is a smoker, but she was a smoker at that time, and they came out with the news that they were putting something inside that to make it addictive, something extra besides the cigarette tobacco. And, you know, I told her, I said, you know, if I was a smoker, I'd be really upset about that because here you are, you're already buying it. And then they had to fix it so that you're hooked on it. You know, it's not enough that you're buying it. And I don't know, my mind kind of rolled back to that deception when I heard what, you know, Gruber was saying and how they're gasping as if we didn't know in the first place. I mean, I know they put the little they put the little warning sign on the cigarettes, you know, this could be hazardous to your health. Well, you know, we already knew that. So putting the sign on there didn't make any difference. Well, we already knew that Obamacare was deceiving. We've already known that for a long time. And you and I knew it before we knew it before any of them read it. Because it was just not right what they were coming up with. And, of course, I don't care if it's the best written bill in the world, I'm against the national health care. That's not what they're supposed to be getting into and in that part of our lives. And we knew it was all about insurance, and I'm kind of getting on a soapbox. I didn't mean to go this direction. But I think they're mad at the wrong person. You know, I'm not going to defend Gruber, but he did what he was paid to do. And apparently he did a very good job.
I do find it very interesting, and it tells just a little bit about the character of the people involved. When you look at the leadership who are involved in getting this bill passed and their reaction to Gruber today, now that these videos are going viral and in the news, it's just amazing. From the president, you know, saying, well, he wasn't part of our staff and I didn't really know him, even though he was in a four-hour meeting with him and visited the White House 19 times, to Nancy Pelosi, you know, dismissing him like, oh, who is that? And in fact, you know, he came to Congress and testified as a credible expert on this bill, which he helped craft. So, you know, when you treat your friends, you know, there was a headline yesterday that said, Democrats' problem is how they treat their friends, not how they treat their enemies.
You know, there's somebody I don't want watching my back.
That's right.
Loyalty is not in their language.
Yeah.
You know, they will soon throw you to the wolves just as soon to do that as to look at you, I think. We're going into a break. We'll get off of this subject. I just wanted to say that I think Gruber's getting a raw deal. He just did what he was paid to do. It's the rest of them that passed that bill that we need to be angry with. We're going into a break. I have with me Paul Hamby. You can visit Paul Hamby by going to HambyDairySupply.com or just go to my website and click on the icon. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann will be right back. We'll be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets, they own pets, they love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1 unit 50 pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20 pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Paul Hamby. Paul and I have been emailing back and forth what we were going to talk about today, and I went and looked at all of our emails. I've got them all conglomerated here. We don't have enough time in this hour to do everything we were thinking about talking about. But I wanted to just mention, and my listeners already knew about it because I mentioned it earlier on Monday, but I know that you're a weather buff. You love to follow the weather. And I always appreciate the weather calendar that you give me every year for Christmas. And but did you see the new report that came out that we have got the global warming's all wrong? Now, Paul, you're a little bit younger than I am. But when I was in school back in the olden days, they taught us that the sun determined our weather and our temperature and all that. And this gentleman is going back, this scientist is going back and saying, they got it all wrong. It isn't the greenhouse gas, it's the sun. And that we might be entering, he believes we are already there, entering a mini ice age. And I'm thinking, brrr, because it's cold. What do you think?
Well, I think that he's onto something. In fact, if you go out here in Missouri, if you go outside, you know, around 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you watch the sun rise, he's probably on to something about the sun affecting our weather.
He might be. He might be on to something there, you know, just like the moon effect. You know, when are they going to blame us on the tides?
Right, exactly. But, you know, I think he might be right, because if you look in the last 20 years, there has been we have been trending colder. It's one of the great ironies of modern political rhetoric that as the world has been getting colder, and having more snow and ice each year, that the rhetoric has been ramping up on global warming. So it's really kind of odd. But, you know, if we are entering a mini ice age, I'm not too concerned about it. Humans are amazingly resourceful, and we'll find other ways to grow food. You know, there's a lot of the land that can be used to grow food that is not today. So for the short term, I'm not too worried about that. We can find new ways to heat our homes, and I think there might even be an increase in fun. Sledding might make a comeback. The ski resorts won't have to make so much snow and may have a longer season. You know, there's a lot of great things to do in the winter. And, you know, some of my best family memories are from the winter time growing up on a farm. We'd go, when the lake would freeze over, we'd go out and have a ice skating party, invite the neighborhood. And the neighborhood, of course, meant people would drive for a few miles because we're in the country. And, you know, sledding was a regular event on the farm. You just pull it behind a tractor or pickup or whatever you could find. So I'm not too worried about that. And I hope that, you know, folks have a good time this winter. And maybe that would be something to highlight on your Friday show, is that we do have so many ways have fun in every season here in America.
We do, and we tend to have been, I think it was mentioned, we're in that microwave world where, you know, we want everything done now when we don't take time to have fun. I know I haven't had any fun. I have fun every day here, but I haven't had a vacation or done anything. I haven't gone sledding for a long time, Paul. I do remember sledding when I was a child. I do remember when I was an adult, when I was on the farm, we did that. And we had another couple and their kids come over and had a sleigh riding party in one afternoon and came back in and had, you know, lunch and hot cocoa, and it was a good time. It was a simple time. Nothing cost us that day except for the food.
If you remember that magic from when you were a kid, your grandkids and your listeners' children and grandkids will benefit from that same magic. Just because we're in the microwave instant gratification world doesn't mean to children they don't still feel that magic when they get on that sleigh or they get on the sled. It's a wonderful time of year.
I have a tree in my backyard. Actually, it's on my deck. We built the deck around the tree, and the tree is going to end up having to get cut down. But that tree is a part of the family. I was a secretary for a church here in town back then, and it was a bad winter day. School was called off, and my kids, we live at the bottom of a hill, and my kids decided with the neighbor boy that they were going to sled. Now, it was more ice than snow. There wasn't really a lot of snow. There was mostly ice. So they go to the top of the hill, and we have a terrace in the back of ours, Paul. And they decide they're going to jump that terrace. Well, they took out a tree.
Oh, dear.
And only a small tree. It was a little, you know, little one we had just planted. And so they took some duct tape and taped it back together. And yet it survives today. And thus it's a part of the family. And it ended up split, and it's not a healthy tree at this point. We are going to end up having to cut it down, but I know I will cry the day that it goes. But even one of my sons actually planted it. I saw it growing in the ditch along the road, and it had red leaves on it. And I thought, oh, that must be a sugar maple, you know, and he brought it up there and thought, well, it was a silver maple. It just happened to be waterlogged, and I guess that's why it had red leaves there in the ditch. But, you know, they didn't think anything of it, and then they duct taped that tree back together. You know, typical boys.
And what a wonderful memory you have with that.
Absolutely. It cost nothing but the duct tape. Nobody got hurt that day. But they couldn't control the sled on the ice, so they went right over the tree.
Well, you know, we have ATVs now, and we didn't have them when I was growing up. But they've added a whole new dimension for sledding because we have some pretty steep hills here in northwest Missouri, and they're great for sledding, but after, you know, a few times of dragging that sled back up the hill, the kids and
you're worn out.
Both get worn out. So now, you know, now we can use the ATVs to hook the sled on and bring the kids and the sled back up the hill, and it kind of extends the amount of time we can spend out there.
Not only are you tired from going up and down the hill, but you've got all those extra clothes and pounds on that you're hauling around. Well, you know, we won't stay on this topic, but you know, when I mentioned this the other day, I said, you know, technology in mankind has come so much farther than it was back in the late 1700s and early 1800s when we had the last mini ice age. And, you know, I think we'll survive it. I think we will. I think we can handle it. But I think we need to be ready for it. Like that scientist said, we're going the wrong direction, so we're not going to be ready for it.
Well, and that's right. We do feel for those folks in New York and on the East Coast who've gotten all this lake effect snow. You know, they are certainly struggling today. But it also does bring up that very important thing. You know, we talk about preppers sometimes, but being prepared for Mother Nature, being prepared for being snowed in for a few days, having the resources you need and food and fuel and what have you, absolutely important, especially when you're out here in the country.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they've been hammered. My bio ag man sent me an email yesterday and, and said something about Buffalo was getting 5 inches an hour. That's a lot of snow. We think we got a lot of snow when we get 5 to 6 inches.
Right. And last I heard, they had 4 feet in some areas and possibly 2 more feet coming. So this is kind of an unusual event, but lake effect snow and lake effect storms are certainly a well-known weather pattern as they pick up all that moisture coming across the Great Lakes.
Absolutely, and I know they've been getting hammered, and I'm glad we're not. We have a little sunshine today, and we're going to have a heat wave. It's supposed to hit 40.
We had 6 degrees here the other morning.
Oh, it was cold. It was cold, and the wind was blowing too, which made it worse. So, I'm not too excited about the mini ice age, but I'll adjust. I'm somebody who can adjust. It gets a little harder the older I get. But what'd you say?
It does. Our hearts go out to all the folks out there with livestock because
absolutely,
when you're trying to take care of the animals in this kind of weather conditions, it does become more challenging.
Absolutely. And, again, that goes back to Hamby Dairy Supply. You can find what you need there if you just visit them at their website, which is hambydairysupply.com. Hamby is spelled H-A-M-B-Y, supply.com. And dairysupply.com. Anyway, or you can just go to my website and click on the icon, and you got it right there. So we have so many things here. And you mentioned transparency in your email, and you mentioned Obama the illusionist. I'm not so sure about if he's really just illusion. Maybe he's disillusioned. I'm not sure that's totally true, but I want to talk about that because I think it's great for discussion. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. You can join Beth and Paul right here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA-certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with my good friend Paul Hamby. And, Paul, we have a caller from New York. We've got Chet on the line. Chet, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. And how about yourself and Paul?
Oh, I'm good.
We're doing well.
Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
He said he's doing good.
All right. No, I was just calling to say that I've been in Western New York all my adult life, traveled, you know, here and there, but that's unprecedented what happened off of Lake Erie. I personally believe it's probably with some weather modification program. Because I just saw in the news today that they are starting the water wars, which I know that, you know, most people astute, like both of yourselves, have heard of that, where the Great Lakes here, and I think there's just one in Russia, that have all this fresh water. So it just seems to me, you know, unprecedented that you get a year's worth of snow in one day. And I've been up here, like I said, all my life. And the most you would get, it would be like 2 feet, maybe four, over a few day period. But overnight, over 6 feet, I don't know. Sounds a little bit spooky to me, and that's because I'm conspiratorial like you guys are, but
Well, I'm not, maybe not quite as conspiratorial as you are, but
I'm just saying that living up here, it's unprecedented to see such a snowfall in such a small band, because the band that it comes off of Lake Erie is definitely what they would call your lake effect snow area. The thing is, it's never, ever been as much in a short period of time. Over days, yes. Like Watertown got slaughtered also. That's from the drift. But the thing is, definitely off of Lake Erie, and you can check the weather charts, because I lived through the 77 blizzard up here, and those are usually nor'easters that come off.
Right, right.
That's when we get slammed. Not anything off the lake, so... I apologize for my conspiratorial.
No, you don't need to apologize, but after...
Living here, I'm just trying to say that it's unprecedented, and I don't know if anyone's called your show from this area, but I know for a fact these lakes do not produce snow like that. It's impossible.
But what if we were back into a mini ice age heading that direction? We would see it then.
Possibly, but the only thing that would have triggered that would have been the 2004 tsunami that did tilt the planet a little bit farther from the 23 degrees, and they lied about that, because that did crack the core, and I think the planet did shift, but I don't think it's an ice age. I think they are playing with HARP, you know, and there's like 10 or 15 of the HARP stations set up.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, and I didn't have anybody, nobody said anything on air about it, but I did have some emails come in after we talked about that with about HARP. So, yeah, I know that...
Some other people are out there as crazy as me. Huh?
No. I don't think you're crazy, Chad.
Can I just say a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to both of you and your families?
You can.
Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas to all your audience, too, where before the Nazis shut us down on them, you know.
Hey, they're not going to shut us down. I'm still here.
Good.
And I'm planning on you calling in on Friday telling us what you're thankful for now, Chad.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to my babble.
We always like it when you call. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I like it when my New Yorkers call in, Paul. I've got a New Yorker in Virginia that calls in, and I love it.
If we follow up on his thoughts, though, all across the country this year, we have been setting records for temperature and also for rainfall. And in the southern part of the country, we are setting records for, I believe, for the longest time without a major hurricane.
You know, we didn't have a major one this year, did we, really?
No, actually, it's been quite a while now. Mm-hmm. So New York's not the only area setting records, and I think that it's just more evidence that there is global climate change, not man-made. Maybe as we started the show... it's responsible from the sun. Well, maybe it's just the weather, you know. That's when we were kids, that was the funny thing is, you know, you can't predict the weather because it's going to change.
It's going to change. And we know that it does take a cycle. And I have, I don't know if you know Ben Roberts, but he's a good friend of mine and been in agriculture all his life. And he every now and then he and I chat about it, but he talks about, he reads all these history books. He's just, he is the world book encyclopedia, I do believe. But anyway, he was telling about some of the cycles and he says we're heading back into these cycles. And, you know, it's been so long, you know, there's no way any of us can remember the late 1700s or early 1800s. And I thought it was interesting in that article that I sent you where that scientist went back and talked about what it did to the earth inside, you know, that it caused more earthquakes and it caused more volcanic action. And that's actually what ended up causing the big earthquake here in Missouri. In Madrid Falls, where the Mississippi ran backwards, you know, and I thought, oh my, we're headed down that road again. So,
and that is interesting because we just had an earthquake in Kansas recently, and of course, Oklahoma's been having a lot of, you know, fairly minor, but definitely some activity there that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was interesting, and I think what Chet was pointing to was interesting as well. You know, it's just some of those things we got to keep our eyes open. We got to keep a check on what's going on. Now, an illusionist is someone who distracts you with one hand while doing something deceptive with the other hand. An illusionist intentionally deceives you to distract your attention away from what is really going, what's really going on. And you know, Paul, I don't disagree with you at all. When we went into the break, I was being kind of funny about that. But I don't disagree with you at all. In fact, I agree. I always say when something's going on, when we see a scandal that's perpetrated up, you know, and all of our attention is thrown at that, you see the media, whether it's Fox or the mainstream, and they're all pointing that direction, you need to look over the other way because something's just about to happen.
Well, that's right, and this is where I'm kind of like Chet. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, except that there are so many examples that prove that this is their playbook, that it's really not conspiracy anymore. And, you know, if we go back to Obamacare, that's a good example. During the fall debate in 2009, the president directed the media, and, you know, the major networks where most people get their news, ABC, CBS, and NBC, Evening Television News, it's almost like the president can just put a leash on and they'll follow him where he wants to go. So in that fall debate, he changed the subject to climate change and EPA regulations and you know, scared the business community. And then he flew over to Europe, if you recall, to a climate summit that Al Gore was supposed to speak at. I don't remember if he did, but everybody's going, why is the president going to this? Well, because in Congress they were debating Obamacare, and he was diverting the nation's attention to other subjects. And that was a very effective. For a week, that's all we heard about. Obamacare wasn't even in the news hardly. And then when they passed the Senate version of Obamacare, you know, they used the birth of Jesus Christ to divert the nation's attention because most people were focused on family and getting ready for Christmas. And so the Senate passed that bill on December 24th. That was clearly deceptive.
And the Senate did it, not Gruber. I think we need to recognize this man. He only did what he was paid to do. It was the Senate that passed it. We have another caller from Virginia. We have Mike. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Mike from Virginia, who sounds typically like he's from New York.
Yeah, I am from New York. I was born in Long Island, New York.
I love it. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Well, this global warming today, it's amazing how Agenda 21, Obamacare, all these controls, gun laws, and everything else, this has nothing to do with climate change, like a lot of your guests. This is all about control.
It is all about control, and unfortunately, the clock's controlling. I'm going to let you hold just a little bit, Mike, because I kind of cut you short, okay? We're going into a break. Calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're talking about deception and control. 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann and Mike will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at hambydairysupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with us today Paul Hamby. He's a good friend and a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. And we're going to let Mike from Virginia finish up what he was saying. Mike, finish up there.
Yeah, how you doing? It's just amazing how the government goes out and buys up billions of rounds of ammo. They're trying to outlaw the guns in the United States. They buy armor, Agenda 21, global warming. You know what I mean? It's all about control to get everybody herded into little encampments. You know what I mean? Under the foot of the UN, the one world government. You know, it's absolutely amazing. What amazes me is how a lot of people can't see it.
That's part that amazes me too, and I think Paul probably feels the same way. I had a fourth grade teacher. He used to walk around the classroom reciting part of a poem. This is what I remember. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? And I kind of think that way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Can't see the forest for the trees. Exactly. You know, what they say, you want to hide a cow, you hide it in a herd of cows. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're doing this right in front of our faces. Right? I mean, they're so obvious. Like, all right, wood-burning stoves. I heat mostly with wood. Okay? I haven't bought oil in 5 years. I mean, I still got oil in the tank and everything else. They want to outlaw wood-burning stoves. Do you want to, right now in Virginia, you can't buy a brand new one unless it has a cat converter in it. Okay, and so you can't tap it into your normal chimney. You got to run it through the top of the house because you can't have no angles on it and stuff like that. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, and I know that they've been doing that across the way, across this nation, and we need to put a stop to it. I'm going to let you go, Mike, so we can go on to some other callers. And, Paul, we have another caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve?
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm really wondering why Gruber isn't in handcuffs. You know, he basically put together a bill that was fraud. Congress voted on it. Why isn't the Speaker of the House going after him with some type of contempt charge?
What law did he break, Steve?
Well, you know, for openers, I believe he violated the public trust. He basically is working as an individual. You know, deceiving, you know, how many congressmen and senators did he deceive?
Well, how many? Did he deceive them, or did he do what they paid him to do?
Well, I think there's an obligation that if I'm, you know, basically working as an individual putting together a bill that Congress is going to vote on, I think I have an obligation to, you know, basically put together a product that is significantly better than what he did.
Well, I think he put together exactly what they hired him to put together. Don't you, Paul?
Well, I do. He was hired, Steve Owen, he was hired as a consultant in part for strategy on how to get it passed. That's a whole different thing than the validity of the content. I'm not disagreeing with you. I ask what law he violated, because to charge someone with breaking the law is different than just violating the ethics and morality, which I think he very clearly did.
Yes.
Well, if he had a contract where he is, you know, I don't know, I'm not a legal expert. My background is business economics. But it amazes me what has come out on the guy. And I honestly don't believe that he should be out on the street. He should be rotting in a cell.
But see, I think
he should give the money back.
That's interesting.
Well, considering the damage that he did, that's irrelevant. I'm somewhat close to the insurance industry, and you have literally millions of people that were happy with their policies. They were, you know, basically inexpensive, high deductible major medicals, and, you know, the people had to give them up, and what they're buying now is basically a product that they don't need, they don't want, and it's costing them a fortune.
Well, the man was hired to do a marketing scheme, and that's what he did. And the lacking of integrity is definitely there. I don't believe he broke the law.
Yeah.
But I do believe that we need to hold the Congress responsible, because they're the ones in the Senate. They're the ones who said, you know, I don't need to read this bill. And so I don't know that it mattered what he put in it, because we're not, the American people are not the ones who passed that bill.
Yeah, but you know, given the complexity of the bill he created, I don't think it was readable.
Well, then they should have not passed it. They're the ones to blame. That's my opinion. I'm going to let you go because I've got to go on to the next caller. We have Chris from Massachusetts. Chris?
Hi, Beth Ann. I hope I'm not off topic because I got home later. But I just had an ironic thought, and then I'll let you go, that the government really would fail a background check for a gun. that bothers me a little bit.
Well, yeah, that might be a little off topic, but I think it's pretty comical, and it's probably very true.
Well, thank you. Off the top of my bald head. You have a great day.
Thank you. I also want to announce, too, that Friday is normally free-for-all Friday, but this Friday I want everyone to call in telling me really quickly, because we're going to see how many calls we can get, what you're thankful for. Now, we have one more caller. We have Annette from West Virginia. Quickly, Annette, we're running out of time.
The Constitution was violated because we are being forced by this law to buy something. And that's just against basic law of the Constitution.
You know, apparently the Supreme Court, when they called it a tax, they knew better than what Congress and the Senate did whenever they passed it. You know? So who did Gruber really deceive? I'm trying to figure out who he really deceived. He called the American people stupid, but who did he really deceive? He did exactly what he was paid to do. I don't think he's a man with strong morals, but he did exactly what he was paid to do.
Well, he could still be arrested. I mean, an awful lot of people can be arrested. This is tyranny.
No, it is. It is.
It's absolute tyranny. And the basis for that health law was precisely to get a number on everybody. In other words, they want to know who's who and where they are.
Well, they already know that. They already know all that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but they already know that. I'm going to let you go because we're just about out of time, and I kind of feel like I've slighted old Paul today. Paul, what do you have?
We've got a great show, Beth.
Oh, we do. Anytime. Go ahead.
Despite all these challenges that we've talked about, America is still a great country, and we're very blessed to live here.
And, you know, these people we've had calling in, they're just a small percentage of the Americans that were never deceived.
That's right. They were awake. They had their eyes open.
They had their eyes wide open. You know, they have that I don't quite trust them attitude, and that's what we need to have when we send these folks up there to represent us. Because they don't quite get it, and the fact that they hired somebody else to write a bill to do it in a way that it's deceiving tells you exactly where they stood. And they're the ones to blame, not Gruber. I don't want to have him over for Thanksgiving. Well, maybe I should have him over for Thanksgiving dinner. We could maybe talk a little bit, but
just like immigration, though, they didn't touch on what we really needed was health care reform, insurance reform.
Yeah, we're out of time, Paul. We're going to have to do this again real soon. We've had trouble getting together. It's going to take all of us, every one of us, folks. Do not be deceived. We need to come together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.